And now it's time for this week's One-on-One with Ian Willoughby. It's a tribute to Lady Louisa Abrahams.
Lady Louisa Abrahams, who died last week at the age of 95, was a truly remarkable woman. Born Louisa Kramerova in 1910, she grew up in the Prague district of Bubenec, where her father ran a hospital. A leading ladies' golfer in pre-war Czechoslovakia, Lady Louisa stayed in the UK, where she'd gone to play a tournament, when World War II broke out. She spent the rest of her life in Britain, but always maintained close contacts with her home country. She did great work raising money for Czech charities over the years. 2 years ago, I spoke to Lady Louisa Abrahams at her home in North London. I began by asking her what was life really like in Czechoslovakia between the wars, in the era commonly known as the First Republic.
Wonderful. It was wonderful. Under Masaryk, we all were very, very happy there. My father, who was born in the monarchy, of course, started the hospital in 1896, but he was very happy in the First Republic. Wonderful. Everybody was happy there.
Did you ever meet President Masaryk?
Yes, I knew him very well, because his wife was in my father's hospital. And when I was 9 years of age, in 1919, the president and his son, Honza, who became my best friend later on, were every day visiting her. She was a manic depressive and she was in our hospital. I was very friendly with the president and very friendly with Honza, very friendly.
What kind of a man was Masaryk?
The old man, you mean the father? Wonderful. He was a statesman of the first order. And I think that President Havel was like that also. He was really a statesman also. He reminded me very much of old Masaryk. They were very, very important two people in my life.
There is a question about Jan Masaryk, about how he died. Did he jump? Was he pushed? What do you think?
We will never find out. He certainly didn't like to jump out of the window from 30 meters. And you're also not always dead from 30 meters. And his death was a very odd thing. And we will never find out the real truth. But in any case, it was the fault of the communists. There's no doubt about that.
I read that in 1938, you won a golf championships?
In 1938, I won the Czech golf championship. And then I won many more after that in England. And I was quite a good golfer. And last November, I went into the Hall of Fame of golfers. There is the plaque there on the wall. Sin Slavi.
What was the secret of your golfing success?
I don't know. I just like to play golf, and I was very happy playing golf. I was a tennis champion when I was 18. I beat the Kozeluk sister, which was the greatest day of my life then. I became the junior champion in the Czech Republic, and my ball boy was Jaroslav Drobny when he was 7 years of age, and afterwards he won Wimbledon in 54. So that is quite a history. And then I started playing golf.
What first brought you to England?
I came to England, actually England, and the golf saved my life because I came to England in February 1939 to play golf with Henry Cotton, who was the golf champion then, British golf champion, whom I met in 1938 in Mariansky Lázně. And he thought that I was very talented and he invited me to come to England to play golf. And I came and stayed with him when Hitler marched into Prague. Hitler killed my entire family, but I was in England, and therefore I survived.
And you married here?
And then I went to buy some trousers because I had no clothes with me. I only came for a week or fortnight here. And I went to Aquascutum to buy some trousers. I met the son of the owner, and there it is. And I married him, and we were married for 48 years when, unfortunately, Sir Charles died. He was a knight commander of the Victorian Order.
I also read, Lady Louisa, that you joined the Czechoslovak Air Force during World War II. Is that the case?
Well, I was in the British Air Force in something called wire service, and then I went into the Czech Air Force at the same time, who really, they didn't have a women's section, but they had a few women, and I became a major of the Czech Air Force.
After the war, you stayed in England. Did you follow events much in Czechoslovakia?
My roots are very, very deep into the Czech country, into Czechoslovakia, into the Czech Republic. I started a business in 1971, an English business, under the communists in Prague. And that was quite difficult because they were trying to do all possible things to get extra money out of us. But I had a shop in Prague under Tuzek's, which was the foreign money business.
Were you saddened by the state of affairs in Czechoslovakia?
I think everybody decent must have been saddened by it. But I never had any trouble with the communists. And I must say, I enjoyed even the time during the communism in Prague. But one was a little scared, of course, and it was terrible, really, at times, you know. There was an awful lot of red tape, and you had to have visas and everything. But I enjoyed even then coming to Prague.
You told me earlier that you were good friends with Olga Havlova and Václav Havel. Could you tell me a little bit about your relationship with them?
Well, my relationship with them was that I started helping Olga Havlova just after the revolution, and I also during the communist time I helped a little bit of dissidents, but not really in any political strong because I was married, I had children, I didn't want to be locked up by the communists. But as soon as the revolution was, I really went into it quite big, and I tried to collect, as I say, a lot of money. I got 2 ambulances for her, for the Dobra Vule, for the sick children, and I got a lot of money for them. I must say the president was charming. Always, whenever I saw him, I went to some parties afterwards. He had a party for his party for his uncle's 100th birthday, Miloš Havel, whom I knew quite well. He started the Barrandov cinema thing, and he was wonderful. And I went to his wedding. He married a friend of mine. President Havel gave a party for his 100th birthday, and they showed a film which he made in 1922. And he started this Barrandov, which is a big cinema enterprise. And Goldwyn Mayer from Los Angeles came to have a look at it in 1921 or 22, and they copied it because the Barrandov was before Hollywood even started.
And I know recently, before he retired, Václav Havel gave you an award.
I got the gold medal, which was wonderful. And I really should have got it from the president. But by the time I got the medal, he wasn't the president anymore. And the new ambassador in London brought it with him, Mr. Füle, and gave a wonderful party for me a week ago. And I got the gold medal and the certificate, that is.
What is the medal for, exactly?
The medal is for services to the Czech country, to the Czech Republic. What? Only 6 people, apparently, in England got this medal from Mr. Havel. One is the Queen, one is Prince Charles, one is Mr. Tony Blair, and one is me. I don't know who the other 2 are. So that's a great honor.
Have you ever met the Queen or Prince Charles?
Yes, I know them quite well. I met them when my husband got the Victorian Order, and then we met Prince Philip very often because we did this charity with him. And I saw the Queen when she came to Prague, and I was sitting at the luncheon in the British Embassy at her table, only 6 people at the table. And actually Mr. Klaus was at that same table, who is now the new president in Prague. So I've just written him a letter now.
Lady Louisa Abrahams, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.